I don't know what your view on this is, but it is my view that we are in our world, in our country, and really have always been in a spiritual battle. But to me, it just becomes so much more evident when you watch the events that unfold in our city. How many of you watched the State of the Union address on Tuesday night? If you didn't watch it, you're probably just as well. And how many of you, if you did watch it, have opinions on what you saw? So my goal tonight is to talk you through about the State of the Union address. No, that I'm not going to do that. But I will say this. It was very disturbing to me whenever the President of the United States said, if there is any bill that comes before his desk that will limit or ban abortion, infanticide in this country, that he will veto it. And about half of the Congress of the United States gives a standing ovation for infanticide. And I saw that, and it was sickening to me. And the issue there is not science. The issue there is not the rule of law. The issue there, in its heart, is a spiritual battle. So tonight, we will have an abbreviated service, but I want to have you turn with me in our Bibles to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. And when you come to Ephesians, chapter 6, beginning in verse 10 through verse 19, we will talk about the spiritual warfare of which we are a part. Verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto, with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, and therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Now, in the few minutes we have together, I'm not going to do a full handling of this portion of Scripture in our series in the book of Ephesians. We spent many, many weeks on this passage of Scripture. But I do want to point out to you a number of wonderful and powerful truths that are from this portion of Scripture. The first I want you to notice is the struggle of our warfare. In verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, so that there are levels of angelic beings in the supernatural realm that are fighting in the supernatural realm at the very same time we live in the natural realm. And simultaneously, there is a battle that is taking place in both the supernatural and the natural realms, multidimensional, so that what is happening in the natural realm is affected by what is happening in the supernatural realm. And what is happening in the supernatural realm affects what is happening in the natural realm. And when you consider this, understand that what we are dealing with in our lifetime, in any time in human history, is that there is a spiritual struggle in this warfare. We have an enemy who is powerful. We have a God who is all powerful. Yet, please understand tonight that whenever you watch your coworkers and you talk with your coworkers about what's happening, and you watch your brothers and sisters in the Lord, and you see us as we journey on this life together and we work through challenges and we have struggles in our spiritual life and temptations come, and you watch what is happening in the world scene, even politically, and you watch what is happening morally in our country and what is happening, and you watch all of it, please understand that behind all of it, this is a spiritual struggle. And you had better believe that Satan has his minions marshaled against the forces of righteousness. And we who love the Bible and love the truth, and we who love God, stand diametrically opposed to those who will stand against our God. So there's the struggle of our warfare. And then I want you to notice the spiritual arsenal of our warfare. So we read in verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. And then verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, tonight, I'm not going to detail all these pieces of armor. We've already done that in our study in the book of Ephesians last year, or whenever we did. Was that last year, a year and a half, 2 years ago? It was a long series, so it's been a while. You can watch it on streaming, or you can go find it on sermon audio if you really want to go into this. We spent a lot of time in this. But tonight, here's what I want you to know that's very important about this spiritual arsenal. And that is that we are not ill-equipped for this battle. In fact, we are sufficiently equipped. And our commander, the Lord Jesus Christ, has made sure that we have all that we need in our arsenal to fight the spiritual battle. So whenever you feel overwhelmed by it all, and whenever you feel intimidated by the enemy as he roars, intimidated by the challenges before you, and I think all of us know what it is to be intimidated by the challenges before us, but understand that our God has not left you ill-prepared and ill-equipped. In fact, He gives you all that you need in the battle. So you don't have to fear or cower or doubt, because our God is a God who's prepared you for the battle. That's His job. God always does His job right. And then I want you to notice in this passage of Scripture the secret weapon in our warfare. The secret weapon. Release the secret weapon. What is the secret weapon? The secret weapon, we'll read about it again in verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Our prayer life. The secret weapon in it is prayer. And you'll notice when you read this that is the prayer that we carry out for one another. So that we go before the throne of grace and we cry out to God, not just for ourselves, but we watch and we see who are the people that God is putting on my heart for whom I can pray. And what about my brothers and sisters in the Lord? I'm praying for them because, like you, they are fighting spiritual battles. And sometimes you know about the battles that they are facing, and sometimes you don't know about the battles that they're facing, but they are real and powerful. And so we go to the throne of grace. We're praying for one another. But then there's something else we're praying for. We're praying for our witness. Look in your Bible again, verse 19 and then verse 20. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. We're praying, God, would you help us to be people who have supernatural power and dependence upon the Lord Jesus Christ to share our faith and for God to open doors. The weapon of prayer. One of the themes that you'll find throughout the book of Ephesians is prayer. And it goes sort of like this. Paul delves into some very deep theology and then he breaks out in prayer. And he goes into some more deep theology and he breaks out in prayer. And he goes into how to live for Christ. And he goes into the spiritual warfare. Then he breaks out in prayer and says, we need to pray. This is our secret weapon. Now, how many of you know that in your life there are a lot of things that get squeezed out because of all the pressures that we have? But how many of you have found out that in your life the thing that is the easiest to squeeze out is prayer? How many of you have found that to be true? How many of you know in church the easiest thing that gets squeezed out is prayer? I mean, the preacher, I got to preach. Got things to share. But it's easy to lose sight of the fact and the reality of prayer. The need for it. So I hope in your life, with all the things that are happening in your life, that you're learning to pray. And you're making time to pray. To cry out to God for others and to seek the hand of the Lord. So that's our secret weapon. Then I want you to remember and notice this, the sustaining power for our warfare. The sustaining power for our warfare. And you'll notice verse 10, when the Apostle Paul opens up this whole section of Scripture on our spiritual warfare. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And if you remember when we went through this passage of Scripture in the study in Ephesians, that this is a very interesting grammatical construction, that if we translated it literally, it would not make any sense in the way we speak commonly in English. In fact, some of us don't make any sense in the way we speak in commonly in English anyway. But if you had to translate this literally, here's how you would translate it. You would say, be being strengthened in the Lord and the power of His might. So that there's something that God, He says, listen, it's an imperative. You must be strengthened. But understand that this strength doesn't come from you. This is something that God provides for you. And as He provides it, this isn't just, I give you the power you need and then you're done. No, this is that God is constantly providing the power that I need. So that He says, I want you to make sure that you're constantly yielded so that my strength flows through you. And in this battle, my dear friends, let's remember that God has prepared us for all that we need. But His supply of power is not limited. It's not limited by our ability. It is not limited by our creativity. It is not limited by our weakness. His power is supplied as we yield to the Spirit of God and claim the promises of God. And He in grace provides strength that we do not have. It's a constant awareness and willing dependence upon the sustaining power of God in our warfare. Now, what do you do when you are overwhelmed by the scope of this incredible spiritual warfare? What do you do? Because if you're discerning, you realize this is a vast and powerful fight that is going on. Well, do you know what you do? How about if we grab hold of this secret weapon and let's pray? And ask the Almighty God to prove Himself and to bring forth His will and His plan, and that there would be glory unto Him and His church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Let's stand together and we will pray.